Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go. You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston's only FM sports station.
One home for all professional sporting activities.
That was pretty cool.
Yep.
Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on!
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's a Tuesday on The Usual Suspects, and it's Nick, and it's me, and Barry will be here shortly as we are getting ready for yet another stellar show, and we welcome you along as we appreciate you taking us along for the ride. Nicholas.
What up, man?
Greetings. Good afternoon. Everything good in your world?
Everything is good in my world. How is your day, sir?
Mine is good as well.
Good.
Taylor is in week one of what could be 3 weeks with Grandma and Grandpa. It is the most weird, awkward feeling in the world. Lisa and I were sitting there the last two nights looking at each other like, when have we ever had this much free time?
Yeah. I figured when you initially mentioned that she was going with Grandma for 3 weeks, that your life would feel so different in that time period.
No
but now
doubt.
You got some free time.
Lisa and I are like, not since the days of us being engaged and newly married in the townhouse have we had to where we're sitting there in the living room going, wow, that little kid, we miss her to death, right? And love her like no other. But here's the thing. We're like, she really runs our whole world.
Yeah.
Everything revolves around Taylor's world.
So you have free time, but it also feels like that you forgot something. Doesn't
yeah,
it?
Absolutely. I'm constantly like the last 2 days I slept in a little bit, and I say a little bit. I was up around like 7:30, but I looked at and I was like, I got up really fast. Like, do I need to? And I'm like, oh my God, this is weird. I have nothing to do when normally I have like six things to do from 6:30 in the morning on. So I was pretty jacked about having a little extra sleep time this week too.
Boy, if 7:30 is sleeping in for you.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. She's got to be to school by 8:05.
So you're usually gone out of the house, ready by 7, I'm assuming.
No, we leave the house because it's right down the block. So we leave the house about 10 to 8.
Oh, so it's not something where, okay.
So I get up at 6:30. I make sure she's up like 7:15, then get her all ready to go and everything like that, and then drop her off at school by 8:05, and then it goes from there.
Okay, yeah. Well,
I just know you know nothing of that, but.
Look, if I'm forced to do that, you know. If someone's dumb enough to have a baby with me, I will absolutely do that. But for now, I don't have to worry about those type of things, bro.
Right. And that's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Because responsibility-wise, I would worry like crazy for everybody involved. But
I'm semi-responsible.
Are you? Okay.
Semi-responsible.
Well, I mean, I don't know you that well outside of work, so I just will trust what you say at this point.
We had a bonding moment.
Oh, no. We've had tons of bonding. But I'm saying I don't go out with you here in Houston. I don't know who you are fornicating with or
oh
not.
My God.
So I'm just saying, I mean.
You're just going to drop it like that?
No. Well, you're saying, you know, but about responsibility with the dating thing. I'm just saying, hey, look, if one slides by the five hole, okay, then welcome to fatherhood. But I know you're responsible, so I know you're in a good place right now.
Extremely responsible. Barry, not so much.
No.
Barry is not here. Where's he at?
I don't know.
We can't pick on him because I think he has some
pet
issues.
Yeah, I think it might be a pet issue. So I'm absolutely not going to get into all that. But I thought it was just like feeling very, you know, confident and big in his britches at first, but then I realized it was pet issues. So we'll let him explain when he gets in here, and we hope to have.
Yeah, we'll go from there. Plus, I'm sure he has thoughts on some of the news. Trout's got the Rockets are playing Mike Trout deal. There's a bunch of stuff.
So yeah, the Mike Trout deal is crazy. 12 years. $430 million, the deal breaking this morning. And when you start breaking down some of the numbers, which are crazy enough, he still has $66.5 million remaining on his current deal.
Yeah.
Then you add in the $430 over 12 with all guarantees. And at the end of the day, he'll have a career earnings of $577.85 million, which is the most in major American sports history.
That's crazy. That's the number, considering it was done to avoid a bidding war, right?
Right.
Because he's not up for contract until 2020, if I'm not mistaken.
And some people are saying that by the end of it, in the final 2 to 3 years, he may be a bargain because of the fact that, one, he's going to be the best player in baseball still, and two, salaries are going to go up through the ceiling and continue to go up every single year to the point where when you look at it and you analyze it, he's going to be a steal at that rate. And that's something that you kind of scratch your temple too, going, really?
That's how it works. It sets a new bar every time someone like that gets a new deal. It sets a new bar in terms of contracts. And then, you know, my concern is, and I don't think baseball is going anywhere, is the sponsors keeping up with the inflation of contracts. That's always been my issue. How long is this going to go on? It seems to happen in the NFL and NBA, no problem. I'm assuming the MLB has their own approach, but I just think that's crazy how fast and quickly these contract numbers are going up, considering it's more difficult to collect sponsorship dollars.
Well, and here's the other thing. You have to create revenue streams, non-traditional revenue streams, like the NBA adding logos on their jerseys.
Yeah.
Like getting into the gambling world and allowing sponsors and daily sports, you know, fantasy sports and all that other stuff. And now the next step will be getting into the actual game. When we saw Major League Baseball, where the managers have to release their lineups through the league office to Vegas first before they release them to the public. These are things that, look, it's only a matter of time before logos start appearing on NFL jerseys, on Major League Baseball jerseys. There's going to be a bunch of this stuff because there's only so much revenue you can bring in without cranking the prices up too high to make sure that you can stay competitive with the salaries and the way they are in sports, because they're not going down.
Because each sport has a global market outside the United States that they could benefit from.
Here you know? Go with your China and Asia. And
hey, that's exactly what's going to happen. So when they have these logos, if these logos are ever put on these MLB jerseys, mm-hmm. Where do you think they're all going to be American sponsorships?
No, absolutely not. Well, and especially,
they have to
like,
be global.
Take for example, and I don't like this, but I know that Wednesday and Thursday, the Mariners and A's are playing in the first two real major league games in Japan. And then they come back, and then they get some time to kind of reacclimate to the time difference and all the other stuff, and then they open the season. I'm not a big fan of it. However, when you think about the fact that Ichiro has been brought back and he will start both games,
That tells me a lot.
Tells you everything you want to know to back up your point, because the bottom line is, as long as you have an Ohtani with the Angels, no matter what you're paying Mike Trout, until baseball jumps in as a governing body like the NBA has, in baseball, different than from the NBA, the NBA controls all the international television rights. In baseball, they do not. So in baseball, you sign a player from Asia, whether it be Japan, China, wherever, and you can instantaneously tell your broadcast people, start working on deals right now. And when you make deals for every different country and every major city and or the major CTV for China, for example, in the NBA, they control it, then they distribute it through all the teams. But if you're baseball and you make a deal with CTV because you have Ohtani or Ichiro, if he was in his heyday or whatever like that, you rake in all that revenue just for your franchise.
I didn't know that.
You're rolling in it. So that's why, if you remember back in the day, Ichiro, there was an exclusive signing period, and then the Mariners had to negotiate a deal with his team to make sure that they could get the rights to sign him. And it was like $50 million. And everybody's like, oh my God, that's ridiculous. Why are they doing this? Well, it's real easy, because they're going to turn around and make TV deals that are going to like triple that, and they're going to make money.
Was the NBA still distributing, taking that approach when Yao Ming was playing?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I would control like all of the different. I would work on the feeds and work with the NBA on that and get them the feed, and then they would translate, get their translators to do it and broadcast. It was like Breakfast in China, Breakfast with Yao, they called it, because they'd get movie theaters, and it was kind of like what we were talking about in terms of certain pay per views here in the United States for boxing. Movie theaters and big venues would show the Rockets games. I'm not kidding when I tell you this, that on average, you could see between 80 and over 100 million viewers across Asia for those games on CTV every time a Rockets game was over there. And we would end up getting probably 40 to 50 Rockets games a year on CTV, and it would just it would blow up.
And those numbers are shattering the numbers that they're getting right now, I guess for obvious reasons, considering they don't have that, you know, the Chinese star or the Asian star that they can follow. But there's still a massive market there nonetheless.
And you think of it, Jeremy Lin was American born, but Jeremy Lin's fan club and Jeremy Lin's following, because he literally had a Jeremy Lin fan club here in Houston, but his following made those numbers blow up overseas as well. But you're right, there's not that kind of big time star like we once had. But when you look at the numbers, and you talked about and you were very passionate about your point, which was right on, that started to develop the whole jersey sales. And then everybody had Yao jerseys because he was already, you know, from that country and people were familiar with him. But because they became more familiar with other NBA stars watching his games, jerseys for other players shot up. The market went crazy. But again, the kicker is the Rockets didn't see that cash. That was NBA.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Could you imagine if the logo game was around when Yao Ming was playing? Because that would have been... I would wonder how much the Rockets would have sold for if that was the case. I don't know if it would have added any more
value.
Now,
where the Rockets did capitalize is the other thing we were talking about, which is they could sell all the in-arena advertising because we had so many games on CTV carrying Yao's games. The most of our signage at the scorer's table was in Chinese. The pole pads, the things that were visible when you were looking at things in the arena, people were wondering why you weren't seeing it in English. Well, that's why. Because the Rockets couldn't capitalize there, but they capitalized from a sponsorship basis.
Yeah, it's a different dynamic now. And I guess Fertitta has a little bit more flexibility, at least in terms of, I guess, the revenue streams that he can control. I don't know how.
No, he really, still, the NBA is hyper-controlling, whereas the Major League Baseball is more flexible in terms of letting the teams who are the entrepreneurs who come up with these ideas to capitalize individually instead of having to share the wealth.
Yeah, and Silver's always kind of been about, hey, this is what we want. This is our piece, especially even with the gambling aspect.
Sure, but he also, because of the fact that he knows there are some teams that are behind the times, as far ahead of the times as they may be on the rosters and the way they play the game in the front office, they're so behind the times, he's got to help them so that the whole league becomes a revenue-driven league of profitability. So that's the way that goes. All right, we're waiting on Barry. Before we get to Barry, I do want to tell you about the fact that one thing I'm not waiting on, and that is the fact that anybody that comes to me and asks me about what to do about a leaky roof or thinking about putting a new roof on your house, there's only one company that I recommend. That's Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing is your one-stop shop for everything roofing, from fixing a leak to putting a whole new roof on. They do it right, and they do it with only the best products. They use CertainTeed shingles. They're the number one shingle in America. And it's the only shingle you should use. It's such a good quality product that Fitz Roofing is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company, because that's all they use. And only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States have the criteria to get that status. They have it. You need it. That's why you go to Fitz. They're not storm chasers. They're not going to be here today, gone tomorrow. Take your money up front. Do just so-so work and get out of town. They are here, established in the community. So therefore, their base warranties are longer than any other roofer can normally give you. And they are based in this community to make sure that you realize that they are not going anywhere. They got an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor, and they have a nonprofit in the Houston area, which means 10% of all their profits go back to the community for people that need roofing help but can't afford to pay for it. It's called Fitz for Families. It's just another way that you're convinced they are here for you and the city of Houston and its surrounding communities. Give them a call. FitzRoofing.com is one way you can reach them online, or 832-521-3001. All you got to do is reach out to them, get a free no-obligation inspection, and they'll go from there. They'll tell you what you need, what you don't, and what they can do. Then they'll go away. If you want them, you call them back. They will be there, and they will take care of you. It's Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
Need a new restaurant to go to? Visit culturemap.com to get the latest restaurant and bar news.
I hope you're hungry.
From Culture Map food editor Eric Sandler.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back, just getting started. And speaking of back, Barry's back. Barry's in studio now, so the band is back together for day two in a row. As we missed you, sir, why don't you fill in the loyal suspects?
Don't
as
leave
to
me talking to this clown for a full segment like that again.
That's my bad, guys. Clown. I try to be the best teammate that I can be, and I feel like I let you guys down.
Well, Nick,
I don't think I've ever missed a whole segment of the show like up front, have I?
Yeah, when you left early.
No, like up front.
Oh, up
like
front.
I've never been late. I know I've walked in late, like 1 or 2 minutes or whatever. What did you say, Nicholas? What you
He's
say?
Rolling today.
I said absolutely you have.
No, I know I've left early to get on the road to Dallas or San Antonio, but
all
I don't think I've ever come in late.
Me crap about
I know.
Being tardy.
I mean,
you
we know.
Me
we
clown.
Know.
Clown. I'm a clown. I heard host for 2 days now. I'm a clown.
And of course, you know. I mean, this isn't the morning show. So you know, I don't know what my excuse, how it stacks up to yours.
That's a good point, Mr. Sleepless in Seattle. You have a tendency to like
have a
job to do and show up late, and then you're gonna bust. Chop.
Here's the thing. If I miss again tomorrow and I'm late, then talk your smack. Because you missed two in a row. You missed. Mine's just one, just today. Besides, I have a broke pussy cat, so.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Whoa, bro. Whoa.
Kitty cat is not in good shape right now. He's old. So he'll be 20 at the end of May. Okay. Now, if you Googles this, it'll tell you how old your cat is in human years. When your cat turns 19, they are 96 years old in human years. When they turn 20, they're 98. So he's about a month, 2 months away, two and a half months away from being a 20-year-old cat. So he's a 97-year-old man, basically. Nora and I have had him since we got together. Like, we got together in like September. I think we got him in like June or July of the next year. So it's almost as long as we've been together, he's been around. In fact, we had another cat and it died, and he's still around. He's like part turtle. He's never going to die, I feel like.
I was telling you in the break, that is one hell of a life.
20 years
for a
cat?
20 out of a cat.
Not bad. But he like in the last year, he was, at one point, this cat weighed 16 pounds. This morning, he weighed 8.6.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so it's not good from that regard. I mean, he is old, but like last night when I got home. So yesterday, I didn't go, like, I woke up in San Antonio yesterday. So I drove in and did the show from San Antonio. So I hadn't seen him. And so as soon as I get home, like, I get home and Nora's not there yet. And he comes walking in to see me, and he's stumbling because his front paw is just giving out. Like, it's just buckling on him. Did you show me that? Were you the one that showed me the PGA golfer who snapped his ankle?
Yeah.
It was like that.
Back in. Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like that. It was like his ankle would just, or his little paw area would just buckle, and he would fall, and he would get up, and he'd walk again, and it would. So I was like, well, that's not good. We got to get this looked at. Plus, he's been losing so much weight. So come to find out, he's anemic. I had no idea that would be a thing for a
cat.
Didn't
even know that was possible. Yeah.
Something else is wrong where he had to get an iron shot, a B12 shot. Now we have to give him fluids every day until he dies. Basically, it's like an IV. We have to plug it in to his, like, go under the skin.
Oh no.
And put in 75 milliliters of fluid.
Who's doing that?
Well, my wife's a nurse.
Oh, so that's right. So it works perfect.
It's probably going to be her. Although I called her on the way and was like, well, this is what happened. This is where we're at. You know, it's not a quality of life thing, because I was worried that should we put him down? Like, right. If he's stumbling around, but then he'll start walking fine. Like, it's almost like you ever sit on your leg or your foot, and then you get up and it hurts and you're like, whatever. You don't yet. Yeah, you're not old
and
enough.
And it gives
Nick.
Way a little I've bit, been, and then I've you get there. The blood flowing. Yeah. And
so it was almost kind of like that, but still, you shouldn't be doing that. That's just not like, it shouldn't be given out like that, even if he is weak and old. But they were like, no, it's not a quality of life issue per se. But then I was there at 9:30 this morning, and then they had to run labs, and I just basically had to leave and then come back and get him. And so that's why I ended up being late, was because all the labs and then all the other stuff that they had to show me. And they're so awesome. It's a Rayford Animal Wellness Clinic is what it's called.
Shout out to them, huh?
Yeah. And they were like, you know what? Don't even worry. We know you have to go. Like, I'm standing in their office at 11:58 trying to get the cat out. And she was like, look, just we'll call you later and get payment. Just go. We know you have to go. Here's all the stuff. You can come back this weekend or whatever. We can take payment over the phone. And well, if you need any help with any of this stuff, we'll just call us back.
So super cool.
That was really cool of them to do that because, you know, no vet is letting you leave without payment. They are just not letting you walk out that door. So I appreciate that. And I tried to get here as quick as I could. But yeah.
Well, and the thing is, too, I mean, even with because we've developed such a first name basis relationship with the vets.
Oh, I can
imagine. Two different vets. It's still a business. So a lot of times with the rescues and the strays, that they'll cut us a deal. But when it's our dogs, it's like, hey, we're going to get you in right away. They'll do it. They'll get you in quick, but that bill's coming just as quick.
Oh, yeah.
And when I leave, I'm like, good Lord, people, we're here a lot. Can you not just cut us some slack?
I have no idea how much this is going to cost me because they put the fluid in there, and it's so gross. He looks like a camel.
Oh, no.
He got this big hump on the back of his neck.
No.
And that's daily?
Daily. You know, like Throw Mama from the Train, how her neck is all swollen in the back.
Oh, no.
That's what he looks like. So we have to do that every day. And then they had to give him an iron shot and a B12 shot. And then they drew blood. And so.
Oh, the blood draw is going to cost you.
He's not happy. They ran the labs
so
again.
So is there a chance that this is daily for a while or is
no,
this for
this
the rest
daily
of his existence?
Until he dies.
That's not good.
Yeah, so we got to do the fluids daily. But what my thing was is, and we had the discussion, you know, my wife didn't want me to go because she's just like, I don't want him to go through that. He's old. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, but if we find out that there's something, the reason why he's losing so much weight that we could correct, how big of an a-hole would you feel?
If you didn't do anything about
it. If you didn't
try.
She was like, yeah, but I just, yeah, you're right. Like, she just didn't want him to suffer.
I totally relate because my first dog when I was here in Houston, and I actually had him when I met Lisa, but he was on the downside. He developed cancer. And you go through that. And it's like, he was like my son, literally, because it was just him and I until I met Lisa. And I was like, so I don't want to be that guy that thinks back after the fact and goes, like, did I do enough?
Could I have done this? Yeah.
So I literally put him through chemo because they told me you could get two more quality years with him. And I was like, I want every bit that I could. He fell in love with Lisa. Lisa walked him all the time and he loved it. I was like, I got to give him two more great years, just basically like a thank you too. And then you go through the chemo and you know you're doing everything. And then 3 months later, the cancer comes back and then he was gone. And then you just like...
feel Man. Like you're wasting. Yeah.
The keyword is quality, though, for sure.
Yeah, that's the thing. As I told her, I was like, listen, just tell me if he's suffering. So she was like, was he eating? I was like, yeah, he eats like 7 times a day.
Yeah.
She's like, is he drinking? I'm like, all the time. And then she said, is he affectionate to y'all? I'm like, he's more affectionate now than he's ever been.
So like,
he sleeps next
probably.
To. No.
No, he's
She's
good.
Like,
that's
he's
all good.
Fine. He's just got something wrong with him, but he's fine. If he's doing all that, I was like, yeah. And even after he's walking around with that jankety ass ankle falling over on one side. I had put him on the bed and I guess he was thirsty. He jumped off the bed. We have like these little
stairs. Yeah, we had them for our couch and the bed.
We have these stairs.
Like cat stairs for the cat?
They're dog cats. They're animal
stairs. Dog or cat.
Yeah. You have them too?
We don't use them anymore because all of our dogs can jump well enough, but we used to have them.
We have stairs. I'm not going
to
lie.
No, I'm not. I'm just concerned if I have to ever do it.
You'll probably will if you want your dog to get in bed with you. Because you got a little dog, too, right?
Yeah, and she jumps off the couch all the time. I'm trying to, like, minimize the number of
jumps. At some
point,
she's going to get old and not be able to do that.
We had a chihuahua
and then
that,
she's just
like,
going to crap
cat.
On your couch.
So we had, stairs for the couch and stairs for the bed because it was the only way she could get up and down.
So, yeah, we have cat stairs. And he, instead of taking the stairs, his dumbass just jumped off the bed last night and didn't, like, I thought he was going to, like, eat it, like, because his bum ankle. No, just jumped off, kept walking. I was like... all right, what's going on? So I told the vet this, and she was like, oh, yeah, this is not a quality of life issue. We just got to figure out what's going on. Like, is it cancer? Is it instead of renal disease, is he in failure? Is it something else? Is it, you know, a tumor? Like, she's like, well, I don't know. It could be diabetes. And I was like, well, he does eat a lot of cake. So, no, I'm just kidding. He doesn't eat cake. So... iron shot, B12, and fluids the rest of his life, however long that is.
But again, all in all, you'll take that based on what could have been the prognosis.
I'll be honest with you guys. I said to him, and because I speak cat, and I told him.
Don't you speak... never mind.
If you just make it to your 20th birthday, you can go at any point after that. But just get, and our birthday is the same day. So just May 29th. Just live to May 29th so we can actually say you were 20. Then you can die on May 30th. I don't care. But I just make it to May 29th and we're good.
So Tony Barry said the same thing to me. I'm going to be 36 in a month. He's like, if you could just make it to 36, you could die.
Yeah. I did tell him that.
Yeah.
Or go to hell. Either one. At 37, you do what you want to do.
You've wished both of us death before. So.
Yeah. I was telling Nora about that. She's like, what's wrong with him? Like, he's just mean now. He's just angry all the time. You know what doesn't make me angry, though? Getting cash back. Does that make you angry? Doesn't make me angry. And if you want to get cash back in your pocket, then you want to get Upside. It is this free app to download from your app store, whether it's the iTunes or the Google Play Store. You can download Get Upside to your phone. It takes less than 2 minutes. And it's so easy to do as well. It's like, I promise you, by the time this read is done, you could probably have Get Upside installed on your phone. But when you do it, I want you to do something for me now. Make sure when you download it, you put in promo code Barry. First off, because that's going to get you extra savings on your first gas purchase. And you're going to save a ton of money through this app on stuff you already buy, like gas and like food. And I talked a lot about the gas thing yesterday, and I wanted to share with you guys a little bit about this restaurant thing, because they've got the pizza places, they've got burgers, they've got Popeye's chicken, they've got Burger King and Wendy's, they've got Cyclone and Aya's Mexican food, up to 35% cash back every time you eat out. Now, let's do some simple math here. If you get 20% back a meal and you do that 5 times, guess what? That's like getting a free meal every week that you eat out and use the Get Upside app. So make sure you download Get Upside from your app store. Put in promo code Barry. All you got to do for that at that point is just search in your area what you want to go have for lunch that day or dinner. And then go use the app, pay with a debit or credit card, and you're getting cash back in your pocket. Guys, I'm telling you, it's that easy. Clarence will tell you. Hit him up on Twitter. Clarence will tell you right now, first 2 times he uses it, he already got $5 cash back. We've got listeners that are getting $80 cash back in their pocket just by using the Get Upside app. I'm doing it. My wife's doing it. A lot of my friends are doing it. Don't leave money at the table. Download Get Upside. Put in promo code Barry. Get that cash back and thank me later.
You know who it is.
It's Kareem Jackson, and you listen to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back. Just getting started. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday. You know what it means, fellas?
Yeah.
Every time I read that and start talking.
Totally forgot
that.
About it this
I
week,
say
though.
That, you forget about it every week. Way back not Wednesday true. Tomorrow. Watch Nick say, I think we should do songs about basketball. Oh,
songs God. About dead cats. Can It'd be do? Something so specific.
Why do we like, always make fun of my suggestions? Why don't we have you guys suggest
we the Way Back Wednesday?
Bitch,
that's
I
why.
Pick it every week. What are you talking about?
No, you don't.
You pick it every week because you don't want
you
mine.
Crapped all over it.
What? You both were yelling at me at the same time. It's like I have 3 wives now. You two and my real one.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
We're two wives.
Yes.
Yours.
Yeah. I work with a bunch of wives.
You're obviously on drugs, sir.
What were you yelling
Wait,
at me about?
You're the diva and we're the wives?
I'm the husband. I'm the work husband.
Oh, that's false.
What were you yelling at me about, Nick?
Because I did suggest the theme. You just didn't like it.
Yeah, well, look.
Neither did Joel.
Listen.
Because it was limited.
Just because you suggest something that's awful doesn't, you don't get like, hey, I suggested something.
But
it was awful.
But you get credit for participation.
I mean, okay, Nick, here's your ribbon.
You have to rationalize.
Here's a green participation ribbon.
Your choices. If you give us a choice and we know that we need 24 songs for the day, and really there's a chance that we could come up with 6, it's not going to fly unless you repeat every hour.
By the way, I said participation ribbon. Have you ever guys ever got a participation ribbon?
It's the best thing ever.
Yeah.
I did in a bike race. That's how bad I was. They just were like, here you go.
Did you
just
get one in the camel
race,
too?
It was just a green. No, bitch, I won that. I'm a champion. Oh, don't even try it.
No, you're not.
Yes,
no.
I am.
Is the new race have already, it's already been conducted?
You don't lose your belt and status as a champion until someone beats you.
Have you defended your belt?
Coco did.
Paper
Coco
champion.
Not only
no.
beat you, we got the time trials.
No.
She
beat
you.
Somebody else. She didn't beat this guy.
No, but her time, her time in the 40 was nice much time. Better than yours.
There's no times. But no. Now, what was your complaint? We settled his. He just doesn't know what he's doing. What was your complaint?
the fact that I picked one last week and then you crapped all over it because you knew I would be first.
Oh, no, it was not. He did exactly the same thing to you that he did to me.
Absolutely.
Nick, did you want to do songs about the telephone?
Did I? Was that the suggestion?
Yes.
Calls, telephone,
songs about
long
the
distance.
Telephone. Remember? Yes. He had Miss Telephone Man on there.
Oh, yeah, but there was a bunch of songs that we found.
Yeah, there was a ton of them. Yeah.
Siri,
it would have worked.
Us.
There was more than 24.
I like that she said us. Siri told us.
Yeah.
Oh, what is... let's just get this out of the way. Paul wants to talk about Sick Cat.
Guys.
Paul, what's up?
Hey, man. What's up, old boy?
What's up?
Yeah, you was talking about the cats. It's kind of weird. You was talking about cats. Cause my cats haven't eaten buckets right now a little bit. I don't know what the deal is. It's sitting there drooling and... I don't know what's going on with it, but my cat's not near as old as your cat was.
Your cat is drooling.
This one's only about 8 years old.
Oh wow, yeah, that doesn't sound good. Did you get him drunk? Maybe.
No, well, I probably should. It probably feel better.
That could be, Paul. Sorry to hear about your drooling cat. That's tough. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the
a vet is, might be necessary if he's just sitting there.
No one likes a leaky cat. That's a thing. No one.
Animals.
Yes. No one.
Humans, it's
no
a bigger
one
issue.
Likes a leaky pussy cat. What? Why did you make that
Boy,
face?
You are keeping him on his toes today, man.
What? This is so simple. Do you know in England that they call a cat just the first part of that? They don't say pussy cat. They just say the first part. No, don't beep me.
I don't know if you're actually going
to
do it.
I swear to you on my cat's life, if I go home and he's dead, I'm going to be so mad.
Because you've been hanging in England, so.
No, I'm just telling you, they just call it.
I don't doubt that.
They do. Look it up. I feel like, though, if I say it, you're going to dump me and then people are going to come down the hall.
If you drag it out like that, I'm
going
to
have to have a meeting with AJ.
I got to.
Can't be saying these things on air. What? The British do?
Besides the British, I got a feeling Paul's. People probably call it that too.
Yeah. Poor Paul. He's got a.
What's up, old boy?
Leaky cat. Yeah. I like that he was just like, we're pals.
He's talking to you and the cat. What's up, old boy?
Oh.
You got a bad paw? Yeah, you've been drinking too much. What did he say? It's what buckets? He said something about my cat's
eating buckets.
Eating buckets right now. I said, what?
I thought for sure. You or Joel, you or Barry would know.
Like, what are your buckets made out of, Paul?
What is that supposed to mean?
I'm just saying, do people out in Cut and Shoot say
in Kuntz,
eating buckets?
Why would Kuntz, he know that?
They have lots of buckets.
Well, he did live in Wisconsin for a while.
Oh, so now Cut and Shoot is like Wisconsin, all right?
I should probably pick on Wisconsin more. No one, I mean, there's probably more people listening from Cut and Shoot than Wisconsin.
Aren't you from Egypt?
Yeah. Yeah.
Didn't you tell me how wild it is there?
I've told everybody on the air.
So why are you?
So how are you hammering anywhere else?
First of all, I'm pretty sure if it went areas of weirdness and wildness, it would
be Egypt. I guarantee you
it would
be Cut and Shoot. People love to go to Egypt.
It would go Egypt.
People travel there till now.
No.
You're worried about the accent. We're talking about the actions of an entire country.
Oh, believe me. Actions in Cut and Shoot has to be weird.
Look,
believe me.
You know what never happened in Cut and Shoot? No one's ever got trampled by a camel. And Cut and Shoot. It's
I bet
never
you that's
happened.
A possibility.
No.
I bet maybe, you that's
maybe,
a possibility.
Maybe a horse.
Not
or
a bobcat.
No, not a bobcat. They're tiny.
Are they?
You can just kick those off. Yeah.
You just kick off bobcats.
It's not like a lion.
Walking
it's
out the front door going to work. You're just kicking these bobcats off of you.
Yeah, get out of here, bobcat. You too. Get out of here. Give me my paper, bobcat. Yeah. It's, yeah. I feel like it would go Egypt, Cut and Shoot, Wisconsin. And
I don't know, that's man. Right.
Although, I do know a lot of people that have been trampled by fat girls. That is definitely a Wisconsin thing.
I've told you
thing.
This. Yeah. That is not, I would that never dispute that.
Definitely.
And most of the fat girls are wearing clothes that don't match, that don't fit right.
They're called bottoms of the pyramid, like cheerleaders. Like, they're just always on the bottom.
And now you got to go mention pyramids. Now we got to.
That wasn't an Egypt thing. That
was a
Wisconsin
slam on
thing.
An Egypt thing. No. See what he did there, Nick?
No.
He went right to the
that
pyramids.
That was an indirect jab at me.
Yeah.
I know. That's cool.
That was like,
that's cool.
No. That wasn't at all. I would have said it directly to your face. I have no problem with that.
Then you're going to break wind and it's going to be a toot uncommon.
Oh my God. Can we just run this back?
I was taking a sip of water when he said it. So he's going to miss the
I just
Hey, before we go any further, we do want to remind you.
No, it's not time yet. We're going to let that marinate.
I'm telling everybody. I'm telling everybody about the fact that, again, you got to get your brackets in. And everybody's looking at the brackets because it's go time. And we're doing a bracket challenge. I don't know if we're doing them.
He was asking about it before the show.
Are we doing one for just us? As well as...
No, I'm just going to do the station's bracket. I think we have to get in as hosts.
But we also, we used to do one internally amongst all of
us. I'm not doing that. AJ's not suckering me into any more, let's all do on-air bets. No, I'm not doing that anymore. You're not going to peer pressure me into stuff I don't want to do.
I kind of liked it, too. I got second last year, so yeah. I kind of liked it.
I'm not doing that.
No. All right.
Someone owes us wings. Like,
yeah, Raheel.
So when's that going to happen?
Well, that's a good question. But I don't know if you want to bring that up.
We should bring him in and find out.
We should.
Is he here?
No.
Hey, Raheel, I know you can hear me. Get down here for the next segment.
He'll be here in 2 seconds.
Two seconds. No. And in the meantime, if you want to get in on our bracket challenge, there's lots of great prizes. How do I know? Well, how about 97 and a half people, or 98 people if we round up, are going to get prizes this year in our bracket challenge. All you got to do to get involved is to make sure that you head to ESPN975.com. You can sign up, you get your bracket in, and then you can realize the fact that those prizes are going to be absolutely fantastic, including a custom queen-size mattress from Texas Mattress Makers, an Indochino suit, Grunge Fest tickets, tons of restaurant gift cards with values at $50 and more. And again, all you got to do is ESPN975.com, and then you can hang out with us because Wednesday is the last day in studio. Thursday, we're going to be at the Twin Peaks off of 290. Friday, we're going to be Twin Peaks off of Kirby. You guys can come see us, watch games with us, have some fun. And, of course, if you're in the bracket challenge, you have a chance to win. It's a fantastic deal. We're doing it. You should do it, too. So ESPN975.com and register. With that being said, we're going to hit a break, come back with a whole lot more. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN975.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on hour number one of The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, and oh, lo and behold, ask and you shall receive. But not normally... Not as quick as he normally is. Normally, we mentioned the word Raheel, and beep, 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 he's here.
Yeah, he was pooping, though.
So he had a pit stop to make, and I ran into him in the hallway, and I said, hey, we're looking for you. So he said, when I'm done, I'll be in.
It was the number one.
Oh, you had a one?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
I'm not going to the gym afterwards, so I don't have to.
Oh, you poop before you go to the gym?
Yeah, because the gym I go to, you know, look. I'm not making that usual suspects money, right?
Easy,
so I'm at a discount gym.
Yeah.
I'm at a discount gym where it's $10 a month, and you just never know
like
what's going to be.
14-hour fitness? Like, they ain't even open all the time because they can't afford it?
It's a connection. It's a fitness connection.
Oh, is it?
Like, okay. My dudes would be smoking weed in the stall. I'm not even joking.
Nice.
One time I saw a guy smoking weed in there, and I was like, hey, man, get yours. Like, it should be legal anyways. And then he goes out and set a personal record on squats.
Really?
I'm not even joking. I asked him, I was like, hey, man, you really put up a lot of weight. Is that like a PR for you? He goes, yep. And he's like, man, have you ever thought about the string theory? Like, do you think there's multiple universes?
Like, you're like, bro.
So is
that the key to a good workout?
Yeah.
So the key to a good workout is just getting baked right before.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of jiu-jitsu guys will.
Nick, you should be so much more swole.
Yeah, jiu-jitsu guys
will
smoke
before.
It
didn't help me. I've done it. It didn't help me.
No. Jiu-jitsu guys? Oh, yeah. A lot of jiu-jitsu guys.
Because it unlocks the universe and the next move.
That's true. You're like, you can see everything's in slow motion.
Yeah.
That's true.
Man. Like, what do you guys think about the economy?
Like,
what?
Gotcha.
You got me.
Distract you.
Yeah. So, yeah. What were you guys saying?
So we were getting into this because we were talking about the bracket challenge. And obviously, the last thing that we all were participants in before the bracket challenge was our picks. College and pro football pick'em.
Did you lose that?
I guess I did. Because I never saw the results. I never saw everyone else's pick. So
it was
basically,
on SportsMap.
Well, if you go on SportsMap, no.
Week 17, you sewed up last place.
Let me finish.
Or 16, something like that.
I never saw Barry's picks or AJ's picks. I just saw the results at the end of the week.
So what are you calling a lawyer now?
I'm saying that
you're lawyering
it was kind of rigged.
So is this it was very suspicious that the guy that thought of it won it.
And then AJ's
I was like, how come everybody else has to send you their picks, but no one sees your picks?
Yeah.
He's like, I show Fred. I was like, so all that means is y'all are splitting it. We're not stupid. We know you're splitting the money, you cheaters. That's the change the name from the Blitz to the Cheaters, because I feel like they just took all our money.
And the cheaters are on.
It doesn't flow as good.
No, it's not as good.
Yeah, it's not as good.
But aren't you supposed to buy the whole station wings because you lost?
I never agreed to that. I agreed to a $20 entry fee.
I paid a $20 entry fee. No. Now he's going to say it's rigged and we're not going to get our wings.
Here's the deal. Yeah. It was clearly stated from the time that we signed up and agreed to it.
No, put your hand down.
False. That put we not down. Only would put in $20, but that the absolute last place loser would buy everybody else wings.
False. Here, I have timestamps on this because I went back and looked at it because I was like, man, I don't remember agreeing to wings because my cheap ass would never agree to that. I could have entered a $20 pool and anywhere else and like, cool, that's it. I went and looked at the timestamps. I sent Jong the money. And then the email came out that, by the way, last place loser is also going to have to buy wings.
Okay, but that's still your end.
No, but I put my $20 in before the stipulation was
added.
Well,
we all did.
So kudos for being first.
But you didn't know.
It was announced on air at the time.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, well.
I didn't hear that.
So you don't listen to the station at all? You're just that selfish. You just listen to your show and that's it.
I just put my show on again on my drive home and just self-pleasure.
Really?
Yeah, self-listening. Self-listening.
Self-pleasure. So you self-pleasure in the car while you're listening to your own show.
You got to try it. Don't knock it until you try it,
Joel. Stick shift, or are you just happy to see yourself?
No, it would be awful because then I would hear Joel's voice while it was in my hand, and I would vomit.
That's nice.
Or it unlocks something new for you.
The show love is off the chain.
I can assure you.
I loved eating pizza before, and then the first time I put ranch on it, I was like, whoa, this is even better.
Okay. No.
Unlock something new for me.
I disagree.
What if it unlocks something new for you?
No. That never going to happen.
Yeah.
Never.
So the wings, I will get you guys wings because I guess I do owe you wings. Even though,
the whole station, though. Not just us.
It's only the participants.
Yeah, but that's.
So the wings will be here at 9 a.m. Good luck, guys.
That's right in the Lance wheelhouse when he's getting off the air. We're in trouble.
Can I give you my advice? Because I was teetering towards the bottom. Like, thank God you really suck at this. Because I thought for a little while that I was going to lose. And I was really angry about that.
Yeah.
Because I don't make the Rahil and Dale show money. So I was like, there's no way I'm buying wings for everybody. My suggestion would be, how many people were in the pool? 13?
At least 15.
No, Creighton was in there. Yeah, we had probably going 15.
Okay, we're
20.
Not going by.
Easy now.
We're just going by individuals.
Easy.
If there were 15
you talk
people.
About me?
If there were 15 people, I would buy 15 wings. Everybody gets a wing. My bet is paid for. That's what I would do if I were you.
AJ cornered me. He's like, when are those wings coming in?
And did ask you?
He did ask me, but this was before. He was here at 7 a.m., right? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to bring him in at 8 a.m., so I guess you're going to miss out.
And now he's in early.
And now I'm like, dang it, now.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is.
You should bring him up on a Sunday.
I'm going to get Tyson's wings from Sam's Club, get the big party pack.
There you go.
Air fry them.
I knew you were going to say air fry them.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Do you have an air fryer?
Yeah, it's so good.
Is it legit?
Dope.
Is it really?
Yeah, it really is.
Do
you make like, they'll make a steak in there?
I don't do that. I don't do steak.
Like a sirloin.
It's just good for stuff that you would fry. Like egg rolls, wings.
It's healthier?
Yeah, it's healthier. You don't have to put any.
But how do you bread them?
Added oil. Just like you would, like if you made chicken tenders from scratch.
Right.
Just
so
a normal recipe.
So you dip it in the egg, dip it in the flour, then put it in the air fryer?
That's
and it comes out breaded and good?
Yeah.
Really?
I don't know how it works, man. Science.
It's magic. That's crazy.
It's
I would have
magical.
Never thought that would have worked.
Yeah. So what's our bet for the bracket challenge.
Well, that's what I was asking these guys.
I'll tell you what it is. I bet you I don't do it because I'm not doing those anymore.
Nick
no one's pressuring me
too.
Into doing this
Why?
Anymore. Because I'm not paying for people to eat.
Okay,
I'm just not doing it.
What if it's not a monetary bet?
No, I'm not snorting anything. I'm not eating anything. I'm not shoving anything in my rectum. It's not happening.
What about docking?
No, I'm not doing that again. You got me once. That's it.
You're not doing that either.
No, you tricked me the one time. That's it. I'm not doing it again.
You went docking with Raheel?
Yeah, we did. What, no one knows what it is. Yeah, what?
That's why I want to know.
Okay. You don't know what it is?
Because your face looks so embarrassed.
What if we
your face looks so embarrassed?
You should Google it.
No, I'm not going to Google
it. It's awful.
Do it on your office computer.
Normally, by now, you would have already Googled it.
Yeah, it's awful.
I probably should Google it.
Yeah, you don't even have to use incognito mode. Just do it on your boss's computer.
And then just read what it says once you have Googled it.
Yeah, it's pretty awful.
Okay, nothing money related. Oh, can we do something?
See, I didn't say read it on the air. I just said read it.
Nick's done that with his dog.
She's a girl.
Oh, that's what's weird.
That's Houston. If you listen to the news, that's Houston. That's still possible.
It's not weird that you tried the dog.
It's just weird that you found out she was a girl.
Okay, so what's a non-monetary bet?
I'm not doing any bets anymore. Like, I got pressured into that.
Okay, what if we do, like, a permanent marker drawing on your face for the day for the loser?
Why would I want to do that? Why would I want to do that?
What if he has a show that night?
Even better.
That's a good
look. And here's the thing. I don't watch college basketball. So, no, I'm definitely not in on this.
You're not in on the spirit of the tournament?
I don't care about your spirit or the tournament. No, I'm not betting anything. I'm out on that. I mean, I'm going to do the online thing, but I told Joel already, my strategy is I'm picking all the favorites. Duke's going to win this. All the ones are going to advance to the Final Four. I'm in. That's how it's going to go.
It's not a bad year to go chalk.
Oh, yeah.
It really isn't. One or two. It really isn't.
Yeah, there's a chance that all 4-1 seeds could get there.
Yeah.
But
not
Virginia. Virginia looks bad.
Yeah, they're not going to get there.
My big sleeper, just because they showed them all on ESPN, is Oregon. That's my. But I'm still not picking them. They're going to be all ones at the end.
Mine is Buffalo because everyone's
Buffalo's
talking about
good.
It. Buffalo's
so
the
you're
hot
just
name.
Like that's Buffalo's the name I'm good. Going with.
Look, Oregon opens up against Wisconsin, and I'm pretty sure Oregon's going to beat Wisconsin.
I just saw like they put up like the RPIs and all this other stuff, and they were like, "Here's who has the best chances of winning based on all these numbers." And Oregon was in the mix, and I was like, "I like their unis. Yeah. I'm going to go with. I'm like a chick when it comes to picking college basketball. I'm like, I like their colors.
Well, you should. But, Phil Knight, the founder of Nike, he makes sure their unis are. That's their recruiting tool. That's one of the recruiting tools.
Well, I look forward to getting my wings.
Wing.
It's not happening.
Thank you for that idea.
You gave him the idea. See,
you totally do that, Raheel.
You 15 he lost, wings. Not you, and you're just
15 wings. You're welcome.
No, 14, because I'm not buying myself a wing.
There you go. No, you
I'm
have
cheap.
To. You had to buy everybody.
Nick's pissed off. You're Nick's included. Like, I'm going to eat free that day. Now Nick's going to get one wing, thanks to Barry. Nick, you have no one to blame.
Because I'm the only one that loves to eat for free here in the hall.
I'm not saying that, but there's going to be a lot of other people upset too. But we were just talking about the fact that you could end up having a meal because the wings are coming in. Now you get one.
Sorry.
There's going to be seven
you
drumsticks.
Who you blame?
Seven
that
wings.
That guy.
There's what?
There's going to be seven drumsticks and then
seven
wings. You guys figured out.
Seven drummies?
That's it.
Wow.
And one thing, a ranch. You don't need 15 ranches.
Everybody's dipping in the same
one
ranch.
And no double dipping. You better coat it or something.
Thank you, guys.
That's outstanding.
At @_Raheel.
Thank you for joining us, Raheel.
And your podcast and other things.
Yeah,
don't worry
tell about the
that.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Go ahead, plug it. We don't care.
Hey, real quickly, guys. If you have
cut
a
his mic off.
Get away. 1 hour in the books. Still 2 hours to go. It is the big show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQBar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQBar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQBar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.